composed by James Pruneau. The first adjudicated composition is Volley Bear, composed by Frank Erickson.
Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band now. So I'm going to let the recorder run during your warm-up composition. You can hear how you sound in this very, very adequate high school auditorium. It's a fine place. And then I'll be back to talk over your adjudicated compositions and make some comments about your musicianship and your technique on your instruments. So here's your warm-up piece. So that gives you a feel for the stage and how music sounds a little bit different in this room, no doubt, than it does in your band room and whatever room you play in at your school. So you might play just a little differently because you feel the acoustics are different, maybe a little louder or softer or in your section or a little shorter or longer, depending on what your band director notices and what you notice too. All right, this is a great piece. Even with my band at Cal State Fullerton, there's three different pieces by Frank Erickson that I always choose one and start with every year. This one, and Air for Band and Chorale for Band. And that's how we start our years, learning how to play this legato, beautiful chorale-style music. So here we go, Ballad Air. I like the tempo a lot. It gives time for the music to breathe. Nice blend, nice balance. Nice to hear the oboes. I like the little pulling back there, a little tenuto. Very nice. You're following your conductor very well. There's a paradox in this piece. And here's the paradox. You're playing as legato as you can, and you're doing a really, really good job of that. For a middle school band, this is an amazing legato. Your teacher's done a great job, and you've done a great job. And then the paradox is this. When you get to places like the second bar, where you've got all these eighth notes, the da-da-dee-da-da-da-da, places where eighth notes in different sections have different rhythmic patterns, and you have to get them all to sync up. So you're playing as smooth as you can, at the same time you're going one and two and three. You got to feel the da-da-da-da. Make sure it's not just your conductor that's feeling, this is very nice. Make sure it's not just your conductor that's feeling the beat, but make sure you're all feeling the beat and the division of the beat, the quarter note and the eighth notes all the time so that everything stays just perfectly together. Okay? Nice job in the low brass and low reeds. Very good job. I can't tell from here for sure, but I'm just going to say this. Bassoons and bass clarinets, make sure you're using plenty of air when you have mezzo forte and so forth. You can add a lot to the bass line of the band, but you make sure you're making your instrument vibrate, because they're long, big instruments, right? I look around, I see people sitting up straight, good posture, people sitting forward on chairs. Why do I mention this? Because, well, two things. One is it makes you sound better and play better when you sit properly to play the instrument and you're holding the instrument at the right angle. And believe it or not, we get quite a few middle school groups here that don't do that. And as a result, they don't sound as good as you. So, good for you. Very, very nice legato style. Nice warm phrasing. Good job with the last couple of bars. I feel like I can always hear the middle parts, the moving parts that are not the melody. I probably would like to hear them just a little bit more, but that works out pretty well. Last measure, not well in tune. So what do we have here? It's a B-flat concert chord. So you played lots of those. And, you know, I usually say never play louder than you can play in tune with good tone quality and good balance. And I don't know if that was the problem here. I think you just didn't come out of the previous chords and really nail that B-flat. So maybe just go back and have all the B-flats play and then all the Fs, so you have all the B-flats and Fs, and then add the third of the chord, the Ds, and see if you can build that up and really get that going. Maybe work backwards, get the chord perfectly in tune, and then approach it from the bar before and a couple of bars before, and that might work. But, you know, the legato style is a very hard thing to teach. It's a very hard thing to perform and play, and for your age, you're doing a very, very nice job. So yeah, just take your time with this piece like you did. No rushing, no rush to get to the next note, and make sure you're feeling the pulse and the division of the pulse like we talked about. Okay, Sussato Prelude. Flutes, we've got to make sure the G's and C's are in tune. There is an open, well, two open intervals embedded in that. There we go, it's a little bit better. But the thing is, that note goes on for 10 beats. So if you notice you're not in tune, do something about it. Roll your wrists in or out or do something. Change the direction of your airstream. But don't just play a note that's out of tune for 10 beats. Nice job in the brass. Make sure that we end that phrase right together in measure 13. Very nice job with the retard, yeah. Keep the sound full at the beginning of the bar with the retard so you have some place to go to get softer. Nice full mezzo forte sound up until then. Clarinets, when you play your F-sharps, like in measure 20 and 21, you know, it's a throat tone. It's a pretty, not the best note to play in clarinet, but you really consider alternate fingerings. Consider adding several fingers in your right hand to help the intonation and the tone quality on that F-sharp, and throat tones in general. I think you're ready for that concept. Nice counterpoint here between the flutes and the clarinets. Well done. That's a nice rolling tondo, and there I could hear the bassoons and the bass clarinets very clearly. Nice tone. Let's make sure we get that G sharp. I'm just going to say the B natural concert in tune there at measure 75. Kind of an awkward combination of instruments to play this particular note, but listen to each other and adjust. Right? Trombones, you can use more air. Nice job. Percussion. You got a pretty big crescendo there going from mezzo piano to forte, so crescendo. Start soft, and you can make that happen pretty easily with no ill effect. That was a good phrase ending. Good job, woodwinds. Yeah, trumpets, I hate to call you out, but I think you guys are the guys that are not playing phrase endings together with the rest of the band. Yeah, that was pretty good balancing all that. That's a nice job. Yeah, make sure we're right together in especially measure 151. Da-da-da-dump, da-da-dump, oomph, da-da-dump, right? Okay. Yeah. Really nice job with the end. When you get to those 16th notes at the end, I hate to simplify this, but you got to keep your breath support, is my point. And the way you do that is it's just like playing a whole note, only you move your fingers. That makes it sound a whole lot simpler, but what happens with younger players like yourselves is when you see all those notes and they're all fast and you got to move your fingers that fast, a lot of groups will do a little bit of what you did, which is not keep the breath support going. So just want to encourage you to keep the same breath support that you're using where, like the brass, while you're doing that and just before you're doing that. Da, 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 and keep that breath support going through there, okay? Well, that was a really fine performance. If we are most concerned about the total blend and balance of the band and making it sound like the perfect concert band, we might move the oboes in the second row just so that they blend a little bit better, because the flutes and the clarinets, for various reasons that your band director is aware of, aren't quite so overt. And it's not blending real well, but it's fine. It's middle school band, and you've got oboes, and they're learning to play, and they sound good. They're nice tones. Intonation is really pretty good. You're doing a lot of good work there. So, and that way you can sort of keep an eye and ear on them when they're right there and towards the front, too. So I respect that. Very musical, very well prepared, pretty good balance. You've got bassoons and bass clarinets and tubas going. If your teacher comes to you and says, You know what? You're doing great on flute or clarinet or trumpet or saxophone, but we need even more for the low brass line and low reed line. So maybe if he thinks it's a good idea, maybe he'll talk to you about playing bass clarinet or bassoon or barry sax or a tuba. And when you do, remember to use lots of air and fill it up so we can get our nice balance going. But yeah, overall, nice job and very musical, like I said, and I enjoyed hearing you play a great deal. So keep up the good work. Lots of little observations and suggestions on the tape. But as far as, you know, over, you know, big things to work on you need to do, you did it all today and with two very contrasting pieces doing very different things. So your teacher is doing great work with you. So tell him thank you right now. And did you do it? Right now, on three, say thank you. One, two, three. And keep up the wonderful work. Music is something you can enjoy all your life, and the more you put into it now, the more you're going to get out of it later on. So I hope to hear you again and again and again through high school and keep playing in college, and have fun. Thanks for playing for me. Bye.